Welcome to my magic shop. I'm Barbara. And it's been a while, right? It's been a while. And then, welcome to this place if it's your first time in here. And I have to explain that my magic shop, this podcast, is a place where I can speak myself on my own. And then maybe you identify something that you live, something that is similar to your life and to you, and feel comfortable to be here and share these moments with me. You're not alone. And this is kind of special because that's the first episode of 2022, which is something that I haven't planned. I've just decided to speak myself in here. I haven't made any notes, and I hadn't written anything to speak right here, so I've been just like, okay, I'm gonna speak whatever comes to my mind. And this specific thing, it's this new year reveals, you know, plans, goals, and how was 2021 in general, my experiences and feelings. So let's get it started with 2021 specifically. The second semester of the year, which was not that easy, and I felt like lots of exhausted most of the time. I had a lot of demands, I had a lot of requests from work, from daily life, from health issues, and you know, and we were still living in the pandemic at that time. We have been living in the middle of a pandemic because it hasn't finished yet. So but fortunately, finally I got 2 shots of the vaccine, waiting for the third one. And but then it was kind of exhausting, tiring, and most of the time I was putting a lot of effort on work. I was putting a lot of effort on achieving the goals I had during the week, for example. And I remember that I didn't have so many moments to rest, to take care of myself. So yeah, it was struggling, you know. But then like December was kind of better in a certain way because I've met some new friends that I've been having for a while, and it was so cool. We've met for the first time, and we decided to take a trip together, which was one of the best moments of the year that I could rest. I could work at the same time, but it was not that exhausting, so I felt like that I could enjoy that moment. And I was happy with them. I was comfortable with them. We were like together, and then I felt that we were speaking the same language, you know. And imagine that you have been living in a environment at home or at any other place that people around you, they don't they just don't speak the same language as you speak. So I could identify myself. I could see myself through these friends, which was really, it was a relief. So I was really happy during December. And then I've met some other friends that I have been having for a while, which was great. We spent New Year's Eve together, so it was really lovely. And now that everything has finished about the holidays and stuff, and then now I'm taking some time to think, stop a little, and then, you know, I'm gonna make some plans or think about alternatives I have to change things that I want to change in 2022. One of the things that I really would like to keep doing is this podcast, for sure. So it's on my list to be here a little bit more currently and, you know, talking to you much better and more frequently. The other thing is the good things. Let's get it started with the good parts, the good goals, and the ones that are related to pleasure. So this podcast for sure, and then I think I'm gonna guide tattoos. Oh yeah, and that, remember that at the trip that I was talking, I was just talking about it. I had a friend that she has a studio, tattoo studio, so I got some tattoos with her. So I'm really into to get a new ones in 2022 for sure, and then probably it's gonna be with her one more time. And yeah, so getting more tattoos. Another thing that I don't really know if I'm gonna do it, if it's gonna be possible, it's I really would like to take up boxing, and then this willing to do it, it's increasing, it's getting bigger and bigger. But I really don't know if it's gonna be possible in 2022, but I'm not really into the gym, you know, going to the gym, and but I'm really into sports. I love sports. Unfortunately, my routine, you know, doesn't really feed to do sports really frequently. But then, you know, I have to adapt. I think I'm gonna find a way. And also, I'm gonna prepare a list of books that I'm gonna read, but not that really long list, because I want to make sure that I will achieve the goals on the list. So I think I'm gonna make this list, make this really short list. And then the things that I think I'm going to struggle to achieve in 2022 are like quit sugar. I really think that at least for a couple of months, I need to try it. I really love sugar, but I think that it's not that nice for my body. So I think I'm gonna make a plan to quit sugar for a couple of months, or I don't know, a year. I'm gonna see what is a little bit, you know, reasonable in this case. The other thing that maybe could get disturb me, it's like the financial independence that I'm looking for, which is not that easy, especially in that moment. Politics are like doing a bad thing for us here, and especially in Brazil, this is the place where I live, things are not that easy. We are living moments that we're not sure if we're gonna keep our jobs. And then if you keep your job, it's like a job that it doesn't pay you that well. So there is a certain struggle in that. But well, I'm not going to put a lot of pressure on myself. I'm going to do a list of goals that I really want to achieve, and then, but then, not going to put lots of things. I think I'm gonna be kind to me. Yeah, I'm going to be kind to me, and I really want to do things that are possible, really possible. I'm not going to be that hard to myself. So yeah, it was a little bit longer than the usual episodes, but I'm really happy. I'm really happy because of that, which means that I had lots of things to talk to you. So I hope I keep this way, you know? Yeah, we're gonna see, and probably it's gonna happen. Thanks for being here one more time. It was a pleasure to be here with you. Thanks for listening to me until now, and then I hope you come back here. I hope you come back here, and then we can keep the conversation going. Thanks one more time.